The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Welcome back to another Bite by Bitey's. Michael Coleman, I'm Tony Curry. A little show we do every single week talking about food banks and food banking. And this week we're talking about stigmas in food banks. Of course, it's brought to you by the Heart of Alabama Food Bank, HAFB.org. Michael, talk about stigmas as you know them.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. Sometimes we look at the individual is facing these ideas and they can, an individual says, I need help. But then there's all sorts of things that are out there in society that where we feel like if I do X, then Y is going to happen to me. And some of it is true. I mean, some of the stigmas out there are rooted in reality. But lots of times the stigma that's presented or comes to our mind keep us from seeking help. And so one of the things that we're really trying to do, work hard, is to overcome this. And so I thought, hey, let's just talk about some of these today. And that somebody who needs help is seeking help, what they might think it's like versus what reality is.
And what are those right off the top? And you talk about food stigmas, and I know we're going to be doing several shows on this because I really do think, and we talked about this at length, about how COVID really brought to light how a lot of people are living paycheck to paycheck and how important food is in their lives, particularly children who depend on getting that meal at school, who didn't get that for 2 years. But talk about some of the food stigmas that you see right off the top.
Yeah, it's very hard to get somebody who has never asked for any sort of assistance. And look, let's just be honest. We live in a culture that values self-reliance, and we don't value somebody who needs assistance. That doesn't mean we can't show empathy, that we can't show compassion. But if all of a sudden somebody, we see somebody in a food line every week or every month, we tend to then begin to judge that person. And so there's a sense of if I all of a sudden I fell on hard times and I could no longer make ends meet and I go seek food assistance, I would be looking around to see who's going to see me here. Mm-hmm. And then what are they going to think about me and who are they going to go talk about? And look, we all know, as much as we'd like to say that stuff doesn't matter, we all know it does matter. And so if we feel like that we're going to be judged, I mean, how many people talk about, well, I can't go out to Walmart looking like this, or I can't, although by the pictures we see at Walmart, you wouldn't think that's much of a problem. But there are people who won't leave the house if they're, you know, dressed or sort of they're too casual or whatever, because for no other reason, but they're just afraid of how people are going to judge them and say, oh, I saw so-and-so in this and they looked horrible. So imagine going to something as important as food assistance, and I don't have enough food for myself. I don't have enough food for the people that I'm responsible for caring for. And so there's this real tension that exists. And I just want to encourage people, you are not going to, if you reach out to a food pantry, the odds of you experiencing judgment is so remote. Our pantries bend over backwards to make sure that it's a very dignified process, that you are cared for, you're not looked down upon. They're like, we don't know everybody's situation, but we just care about the fact that right now in your family, you don't have enough. And so you're welcome. And we're here to help you. We're here to help you over this. And so when people go there, they're like, oh, this was not as bad as I had built up in my mind. And I'm glad I overcame that barrier and that obstacle to get some help.
And much like many people, and right now we're not going through this, that went through some type of unemployment to collect unemployment, I think is a very, very difficult thing to do. I didn't do it. I had every right to do it, but I didn't do it just because and no one would have even known had I done that. But normally right. When you're talking about a helpful situation like that too, you're not talking about a long-term fix, right? You're talking about somewhat of a short-term thing where you're going through a difficult time until you get back on your feet. Talk about that a little bit and that stigmatism.
Well, see, that's perfect how you led into that, because that's one of the great stigmas. Is food banking is just creates dependency. And so that may even be a fear. That's a fear of both maybe somebody who's going there, like I don't want to become dependent on it. but also a fear of why somebody might not come on board and donate or support it or volunteer, because they look at it as a model of dependency. And what people don't understand is it is a very difficult process, and that most people are not going to come out and stand in a food line, go through that process, and for one bag or two bags or three bags of groceries, unless it was really necessary. And so let's just be totally honest and be 100% transparent. Are there people who go to food banks who utilize that more than they should?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But it is a small percentage. The people who are getting fed by food pantries, which are provided food by food banks, the people who are getting food there every single month, more so than not, are people who are seniors or people who have lost their job and are trying to get back to work. They're just people trying to close the gap. The husband and wife may both be working, but because of higher inflationary prices, you know, they can't make ends meet. So now they just need a little supplement, just gap coverage, if you will. And these are not people who are lazy and shiftless and are not looking to avoid work. These are people who are just trying to get through whatever they're going through in their life. And the truth of the matter is, they're no different than most of us. Most of us growing up, if we had access to our parents, I did the same thing. It's when I was in my 20s, money got tight. What do? That's what parents who are able to do that. They get you. And then we forget about that. And we're like, oh, I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. And we forget about the fact that, oh, really? You went to college 4 years and your parents paid for everything while you went to college four years. That's not self-made.
Yeah.
You know, so we lose a little bit of perspective sometimes that everybody needs help at times. And so I wish we could overcome that dependency concern and understand that there's children at home, there's seniors at home, there's lots of people at home who need us. And while we get that food, it's heartbreaking to think that somebody who needs it won't come because of that fear.
Michael Coleman is the CEO of Heart of Alabama Food Bank. And of course, they bring us bite by bite every single week. I'm Tony Curry. Can you talk about the good Lord works in mysterious ways? And I always think it's really interesting when we see these horrible things happen in Hawaii, in Southern California. Now, right now, when we record this show here on August 28th, we have a potential hurricane that's going to be hitting the western coast of Florida. There's going to be a lot of people that are super self-sufficient, that are living in a really nice neighborhood, that are going to be asking for handouts and help, particularly from Feeding America and from wonderful organizations like your own. Can you just talk about how there's a God wink here, and that a lot of people who potentially have never had to stand in line for a bottle of water will have to do so, and how that plays into the stigmatism of just everyday want?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want people to learn lessons the hard way. I don't want people to be humbled through tragedy. And I'm not even talking loss of life, but I'm talking about being put out of their homes. Now, look, some people get put out of their nice home. They have another house to go to. They have family they can go to that puts them up in a nice hotel. But there's lots of people, even if their home is nice or just average middle class, that, you know, their house is destroyed. They don't have money.
Yeah.
They have insurance, I get, but there's going to be an adjustment period. And so it's very difficult. I will tell you, let me just tell you one quick anecdote. And this lady who was middle class went to her friend who was wealthy class because she was sick, and she took her a pie. And the woman's butler answered the door totally confused. She was totally confused. She comes back a week later because the woman was not prepared. And I mean, it was not better. And so she bakes her a cake, and the woman's totally confused. And the woman, and then finally a third person intervened and said, you know, why are you trying to embarrass her? If she needs food, she'll send her servants to get food. And it kind of goes to that some people are so up here that they think, how dare you try to offer me assistance? Mm. You know, I am up here. And then there's other people who want to give, but only give when the opportunity comes about. And I just said all that to say, it's funny when a tragedy comes about and rips everything out from underneath you. then we're all standing on the street and we're all pretty much the same at that time. We all need water. We all need food. We all need people to care about what's going on in our lives. And so you say a God wink. I could see that a little bit. Not again that I want anybody to go through those tragedies, but it's just funny how God has a way sometimes of humbling us and helping us have a good perspective.
If you can help or you want to receive, HAFB.org. This is Bite by Bite. More stigmas on next week's version of Bite by Bite right here with Michael Coleman and Tony Curry.
Looking forward to it.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.